Welcome to the second installation of Queer Radio. I'm Stephanie Tierney. I'm going to be with you for the next half an hour, 30 minutes, bringing you the continuation of an interview I did with local transgender activist Gloria Halverson. And we're going to hear some of her music later on in the show. And I'm also going to be giving you some resources, some phone numbers and email addresses if you're out there listening and you're identifying as LGBTQ+ and you're looking for some help. I have those numbers and email addresses and things to help you. And so stick around. Like I said off the top of the half an hour, this is the second episode of Queer Radio. I'm Stephanie Tierney, and I'm with you every Monday from 2 until 2:30 p.m., bringing you interviews, news, music, and more from the LGBTQ+ community in St. John and surrounding areas. And there's lots of excitement happening. If you tuned in last week, I did part one of an interview with Miss Gloria Halverson of St. John, and today we're going to hear the continuation of that interview, and I'm very excited for you to hear the rest of it. Gloria was so gracious and has so much great information to provide the community, especially the trans community in St. John, and so I was very happy to have her as my first guest. I have a few other guests in the wings, A.J. Ripley from Fredericton, Mac McKenzie, former PFLAG leader here in St. John, and more. So it's going to be, things are ramping up quickly, and the guests are lining up, and I'm very excited for the coming weeks. And I also have some information for you a bit later in the show about my connection with PFLAG Canada, which happened last week over the telephone, and they were very gracious and gave me a whole bunch of information. So we're going to be, I'm going to be telling you more about that. If you are out there listening and you identify as transgender and you are in need of help, there is a trans lifeline in Canada. It's 1-877-330-6366. That number again is 877-330-6366. And I'm also going to have some more resources for you later in the show as well. Now, if you were listening last week, you would have heard that this is my first attempt. I've been doing community radio since 1989. However, this is my first attempt at interviews and news and things like that. So I'm learning as I go, and so it's a work in progress. And one of those things that I guess I didn't think about before I started was interview lengths and leaving spaces between answers so that I could neatly fit these into programs without sort of any aesthetic awkwardness. So that being said, we're going to rejoin the interview I did with Gloria Halverson, and it kind of we're going to kind of like jump into the middle of it, so it's going to sound a little awkward, but I know you're faithful listeners and you want to hear more of what Gloria has to say, and I'm just queuing it up now as we speak. She'll kind of just start talking and it'll be a little jumpy. I also want to say a big thanks to everyone who came out to the UBU Transgender Support Group on Friday here in St. John. We had a great meeting, and lots of information was shared and some stories, and that was lovely. That happens the third Friday of every month at the Community Health Center on Coburg Street. That's UBU. And you can find that on Facebook. You can also find Queer Radio on Facebook. It's spelled K-W-I-R. That's the phonetical spelling of the word queer, if you're curious. Not with a K. And so it was a great meeting on Friday. Really awesome to see the communities coming out and supporting each other. And Gloria led the group, the lady you're going to hear momentarily, and she had lots of updates for us about the status of trans rights in St. John and New Brunswick, for that matter, and things are moving along. So I'll probably reiterate what I just said about the UBU group in case you're wondering where and when to go. And so I'm going to just kind of jump into this interview here with Gloria. I think when we last left our brave Gloria, we were talking about support in the community from friends and family. And she was just talking about her experiences with that. So without further ado, let's join Gloria Halverson right here on Local 107.3 FM.
Ourselves in these smaller cities.
We really do. We really do. It is a sad thing, but we are a small demographic, and when you're in a place of a small population, that small demographic is a very small amount of people. It's hard to get resources. New Brunswick is the worst in the country to be able to get resources. There is no coverage for transgender healthcare here. And we are the only province in Canada that does not have transgender rights specifically written in our human rights code.
Right.
Which is kind of shocking, but
yeah,
there it is. Things could change, hopefully. We are advocating change. We have had meetings with our current health minister for New Brunswick, Victor Boudreau, and Vital Statistics to foment change. Nothing's been promised, but they are looking into providing some sort of coverage for us to try to alleviate these horrible lessen these horrible statistics. Currently, 8 out of 10 transgender persons seriously consider suicide, and 4 out of 10 actually go for it. And it's not because they're trans. It's because they're rejected professionally, they're rejected by family, by friends, and socially. Sometimes it's so severe, many times, that the person just gives up. And it's easier to end the pain than to try to keep going. I think that's why it's so important to have a community and to put pressure on government. I have to mention that it really this came from comments on one of my interviews about why can we pay for surgeries for these people? This money should go to this or go to that. Well, I do have interesting information. Actually, providing medical support for transgenders actually costs the medical system less. It has been shown that transgenders who are able to access healthcare and transition safely, the dysphoria and a lot of the mental issues and aggravation lessen and abate. It eases. You're having less access to mental health care. You're having less dealing with medical traumas from failed suicides, the person that runs into the bus and is injured for life and it needs long-term care. The province of Alberta had provided transgender surgeries, and then they pulled them, stopped providing them for a year, and it was discovered that it actually cost more. So they reinstated them. It actually saves money to do this. And this money could go to other procedures, life-saving procedures, the cancer patient that needs something that is denied because there isn't money. Well, there you go. They're okay. It's economic sense. A lot of people don't see that. They just see, well, I'm not paying for this surgery, but it actually saves money. It actually does. It creates less of a burden on the medical system.
Well, I'm happy to hear that, that some of those policies are being challenged in New Brunswick. I know for myself, like, I was born in Nova Scotia, so in Nova Scotia, you can actually change your gender marker now. As of last fall, you can change your gender marker without having gender affirmation surgery.
Yes.
And so I'm lucky in that way that I've been able to do that, and I just feel really frustrated and and sad for people who were born in New Brunswick. So I guess what I'm saying is I really hope that that policy changes, like, in...
Oh, gosh, I hope so,
in the
too.
Near future.
It's definitely affecting me. I was born and raised in New Brunswick. I'm a St. John girl.
Yeah.
It's difficult to navigate the system when it fights you and you don't have rights.
Mm.
There is a certain amount of transphobia. It is abating. Our current health minister has backtracked on his statement that he made last year. For those that aren't aware, last summer, Victor Boudreau decreed that doctors can refuse transgenders health care if they are morally opposed to their identity.
Right.
The out was they had to refer to another doctor. Although that other doctor can also refuse and refer, so you could go in for treatment and actually be refused, which could be very difficult, especially if it's a trauma like a broken arm or something.
Mm.
He has stepped back from that, fortunately, through meeting with us as an organization, and it has helped make change. And I'm sure just by meeting with us, he realized we're not the demons that some things paint us as. We're just
right.
people like everybody else.
Right.
And the last meeting we had, which I believe is November, October, I'm not sure, was that they're looking at introducing a certain amount of transgender health care in New Brunswick. The quote, I believe, is, it won't be the Cadillac of plans, but it'll be something.
Right.
Hopefully they'll be able to do this and pass it through.
Mm.
It makes sense to do it. I can just go back to the money-saving aspect of it.
Right, right.
It just makes sense. The province, I'm a cancer patient, the province spent a fortune to save my life from the ravages of cancer.
Mm.
Surely they can save someone's life from this.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing all those details, by the way.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So I know listeners should also know that you're a fairly well-known musician in the St. John area. You play at a lot of open mics and various things like that. I was just wondering, I was really curious about whether you ever use your music to, you know, reflect on the challenges or successes that you've faced since coming out.
I do.
Yeah. I know you have one song that you've played at a few coffee houses, and you'll have to excuse me, I forgot the title of it.
Oh, that's all right. It's I'll Be.
I'll Be, yeah. Right, which is a great, great song.
Well, thank you. That song, I wrote it shortly after coming out to the world. It's not really a coming out song so much as a be yourself song.
Mm.
It is just from the heart. I'm one of those songwriters that... it just pours out of me. Mm-hmm. I write what I feel, and the music goes to it. That particular song was probably the fastest song I ever wrote.
Right.
I had these feelings within me, and I had to express them, and had the guitar in my hand, and I had the mics all set up here, and it literally just poured out of me.
Right.
And I captured it, wrote it down really fast before I forgot.
Yeah.
And started recording it.
Yeah.
To save it. And I've been putting it at coffee houses and playing it at various things, the Pride events and such. And it's surprisingly got really good response.
Yeah, oh, I think it's a great song. And I always enjoy hearing you play it. I think you should record an album.
Oh, God love you. Thank you.
Maybe down the road we'll get you to record an album and we can play it on the station regularly.
That would be often. Yeah. Awesome. You're not the first to suggest it. Maybe I should.
Well, I mean, working in radio myself and being a musician as well, I've just come to learn that visibility for transgender musicians in Canada is not... I mean, we know of Ray Spoon and we know the Clicks, but there's not a lot out there. Even just doing research for this program and trying to highlight some of the trans musicians in Canada, it's like it's really challenging to find some of that. So
it is.
I would encourage you to record what I'm getting at is record a trans album, and we'll promote it on our show.
I can do that.
I know you touched briefly on UBU earlier in the interview. I'm just wondering if you want to just say a little bit more about it and its origins, and also, like, for listeners who are listening to this program right now, if they are listening to this and they're questioning, or they're, you know, they want to come out, or they want just to talk to some other trans people, when and where they can do that?
Oh, absolutely. UVU Moncton has meetings fairly regularly. There is a Facebook page, UVU Atlantic. Okay. You can, it's fairly easy to find, and you can certainly reach out. In the St. John area, we have another Facebook page, St. John Trans and Allies.
Okay.
We were going to change it to the name UBU. It's an older page from the community, but we didn't want people to lose touch with it.
Right.
So we're considering it part of UBU.
Okay.
Although it's run by myself, mm-hmm. And yourself, mm-hmm. Who are part of the UBU St. John
right,
chapter.
Right.
Please join, leave messages with us. Don't hesitate to reach out. In St. John, on the third Friday of every month, mm-hmm. we meet at the Community Health Center. It's on Bayard Drive beside St. Joseph's Hospital. It's okay. a little bit of a courtyard. You go into it. It's,
right.
It's private. The meetings are all confidential mm-hmm. and respectful. Mm-hmm. What's said there is stays there, mm-hmm. and intolerance won't be tolerated. It's a safe place to come.
Right.
You can come, you can talk, you can ask questions, or you can just not say anything. It's just fine.
Right.
It's all about your own comfort level. Right. But we are there, and we are there for you, and we would embrace you as one of our family. Please, welcome. Mm-hmm. Just come to us, and that we'd be happy to see you.
So is UB open to trans people and allies?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. We do have parents come. A sister comes to support their sibling. It's trans and allies.
Okay.
Because a transition is often enough. It's not just yourself that transitions. Your family transitions
right.
with you.
Right. That's a great point.
So the support needs to be often for more than just the person actually physically transitioning or socially transitioning.
Right. And the other minor detail I noted when going to the community center is the washrooms are gender neutral, which is awesome.
Yes, gender neutral washrooms. That is actually becoming more and more common.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, in everybody's home, you have a gender neutral washroom.
That's true.
It is. You are actually used to it. Mm-hmm. Family washrooms, disabled washrooms are mm-hmm. gender neutral washrooms.
Right.
It's not a foreign thing. Second Cup, I don't know if I'm allowed to plug it, I guess I already said it, uptown, they have gender neutral washrooms.
Right. And that's why we love having our coffee houses there.
Yes, absolutely. It's totally.
Right.
Safe space.
Yeah.
Mind you, I've never run into an issue in a washroom. Although
right.
It
right.
can happen.
Right.
I was recently in Halifax for a conference on the current changes to the Human Rights Code of Canada to include transgender rights. And that evening, I went uptown to one of the local bars, and they had gender-neutral washrooms.
Nice.
So it does work in the bar environment. Mm-hmm. There were no issues. I asked one of the patrons, have you had problems here? And they said, no, I never had a problem.
Mm-hmm.
People are respectful, and it was fine. I think it's really about society getting used to letting go of those old paradigms.
Right.
Right? Just like the marker on the driver's license issue. It doesn't even belong there, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a time when you had, or I don't remember, but I know there was a time when you had to have your race on your driver's license. What's that got to do with whether you
right.
drive or not?
Right, right.
Your gender doesn't belong there either. It just has to identify who you are and whether you're legal to drive.
Right. Simple
That's
as that.
Enough.
Yeah.
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 And you have to look like your picture, so they know it's you.
Yeah. We've actually taken up the half an hour, so was there anything else you wanted to add, or are you...
Really, very briefly, for those out there struggling or transitioning or exploring the thought of it, please reach out. There is a family out there for you,
mm-hmm.
And we will embrace you.
Mm-hmm.
We will help you. We will do everything we can for you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to get involved. You're welcome to be, though.
Mm-hmm.
And as for allies, We're here for you as well. Mm-hmm. A lot of times allies get into trouble or problems come up simply because they're not educated and they don't understand, and we can help with that. Mm-hmm. We can help explain things for you and dispel mm-hmm. some of the myths.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Gloria. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Okay, hopefully I'll have you back on the show again soon.
Oh, I look forward to it.
And that was part two of an interview with Gloria Halverson, a transgender activist here in St. John, New Brunswick, and she is also a co-facilitator of the UBU St. John group, and I'm the other co-facilitator, although I haven't facilitated a meeting yet, but that's coming. And Gloria, if you're out there listening, I hope you're having a good day at your new job, and or this is your second Monday, I guess. But also, I wanted to say thank you for being my first and most gracious guest, and it was a pleasure. If you're wondering, now I'm no audio engineer, although Gloria is. But if you're wondering what the noises were in the background when Gloria and I were talking, that was actually Gloria's dog Sky. And her tail was bouncing off the coffee table as she sat between us while we talked. So if you're wondering what those noises were, and Gloria's phone pinging, I just didn't edit them out, but I think it kind of adds like an ambiance to the interview. Kind of, we're in Gloria's living room, just kind of hanging out. You're listening to Queer Radio right here on Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick. I'm Stephanie Tierney with you every Monday from 2 until 2:30 p.m. and rebroadcast every Wednesday at 9 p.m. So if you miss it on the day it's originally broadcast, you can re-listen Wednesdays at 9. And you can also listen online at localfm.ca. And Queer Radio is the second episode, and very excited, as you could tell. And it kind of grew out of an idea for a zine, actually, of queer voices in St. John. And like I was saying last week, that kind of, it didn't fall apart, but I just didn't have as much feedback as I thought I would, and or input, and so I decided to put it on hiatus. And then when this opportunity to do a new show at Local FM came up, I thought, what a great way to reintroduce queer to St. John. And I'm hoping maybe in the coming months to do a spin-off zine from this radio show, and so I'm not sure exactly what that'll look like yet, but if you're in the greater St. John area and you're listening to this program and you're interested in participating, you can email me at stephanie@cfmh.ca. I'm always eager to meet new people in the LGBTQ+ community. And this program's sole purpose is to have your voice heard in the community and to celebrate our community. If you're listening and you're interested in having your own program at Local FM, please feel free to contact me as well. Again, it's stephanie@cfmh.ca. We're always interested in hearing new ideas and ideas for new shows. And things are growing. And it's 2:22 p.m., so I have another... it's 2:23 p.m., so another 7 minutes. I want to play one more. I want to play a song by Gloria, which kind of got cut off a little bit last week, called I'll Be, which is an original composition that Gloria wrote. Before I do that, though, I want to say a few more things. If you're out there and you're listening and you're struggling with your sexuality or your gender identity, and you need help, don't be afraid to reach out. There's PFLAG Canada, which if you just type in PFLAG Canada, you'll find the website easily enough. I didn't really touch much on the sexual identity stuff, but for gender identity, there's actually a gender identity support line, which is 1-888-530-6777. Extension 226, and I'll post that on my Facebook page as well, which is Queer, K-W-I-R. And You can also email them gender@pflagcanada.ca. That's pflagcanada.ca. And I actually called last week on your behalf to just confirm about what kind of services PFLAG offers through this gender identity hotline. And they informed me that the turnaround for a response, they are aiming for a 24-hour return on your call or email, and they will put you in touch with somebody in your community who can help. So I guess that's, you can also reach out directly to PFLAG St. John or to the UBU Transgender Support Group, which you can both find on Facebook as well. And so I had a chat with, I actually got a personal phone call on, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, from a gentleman named Donnie Potts, who is the vice president of PFLAG Canada. And he called to just tell me about the gender identity support hotline and the email and what clients could expect if they use that service. And Donnie and I spoke for probably about the better part of a half an hour. And by the end of the half an hour, I said, Donnie, would you consider being a guest on my show? And he said, absolutely. So all that said, hoping to have Donnie Potts, from the vice president of PFLAG Canada, on in the coming weeks as well. So make sure you stay tuned in for that. He also gave me another hotline in case you're, and this is more for all the LGBTQ plus community, which is a toll-free number, 1-800-452-0688. And that is the Distress Center Durham. And it is located in Ontario, but they will take calls from across Canada for people who are having issues with sexual orientation or gender identity. And so don't be afraid to reach out. You're not alone. 1-800-452-0688. And so time is quickly winding down. I can't believe how fast a half an hour show goes. So just to reiterate, AJ Ripley will be on the show in the coming weeks. Mac McKenzie, who I'm hoping to touch base with today and who may be my guest next week. And also Donnie Potts from PFLAG Canada. And if you're out there and you would like to be a guest on my show and you identify as LGBTQ+, definitely send me a message on Facebook at Queer, K-W-I-R. And we're going to hear Al B, which is a track written and recorded on my phone of Gloria Halverson, a local trans woman and activist. And so we're going to hear, I think we played, we recorded two versions. One was fast and one was slow. And I think I played the slow version last week. So maybe I'll zing along with the faster version. And thank you for tuning in again. And if you're just catching the tail end of the show and you want to hear it in full, you can tune in Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on Local 107.3 FM. And I'm hoping to get these episodes up on Mixcloud or SoundCloud or something like that as well in the next couple of days. So then you can share the shows around and stuff. So thank you for joining. And here is St. John's Gloria Halverson. And this is a track called I'll Be. And have a great week. And don't be afraid to reach out. Have a good week.
Tell me to be myself, though they know me as someone else. I have lived a life of hiding, I've lived a life of shame. I daydreamed of the day when I could just be me. Let the walls fall, let them fall, you could be you after all. That make us contain pain. I will be me, I will be myself, 'cause it comforts me. I will be. Take me as I am now, please. Kindred spirits reaching out, I give my hand without a doubt. Life is short, live it all, follow your heart and have a ball. Dreams are only truths unrealized, open up and chase the sky. Let the walls fall, let them